Henry participated in an assembly meeting Thursday night. At the meeting, the only mention of Henry's conviction came from Mayor Mark Schaefer.
I think we're all aware of Assemblyman Dan Henry's personal situation of failing to file timely tax returns. As soon as we became aware of this, we contacted our borough attorney to get his advice and legal opinion. Our attorney reviewed the situation and gave his legal opinion, which essentially says that there is nothing in Skagway's code that requires Mr. Henry to resign or be removed. That's all I got to say on that.
Borough Attorney Bob Blasco did not return KHNS's request for comment Friday. Skagway Municipal Code states that the Assembly can declare a seat vacant for several reasons. Those include a conviction of a felony or of an offense involving a violation of the oath of office, or the conviction of a felony or misdemeanor that includes corrupt practice. Two-thirds of the Assembly has to agree on the corrupt practice charge to unseat a member. After the mayor's remarks, Thursday's meeting continued without any other comments from the Assembly or the public about Henry's situation. Henry did not return calls for this story by deadline. Reached by phone Friday, Assemblymember Jay Burnham referred to the borough attorney's opinion that there's nothing in Skagway Code warranting Henry's removal from public service.
As far as I know, he hasn't done anything wrong being the financial chair for the city in the last 18 years or so. And so if he did, it would be a different story, I suppose.
Assemblyman Tim Cochran told KHNS that if the borough attorney says Henry can stay on the assembly, so be it.
But on an ethical and moral issue, I think he probably should have removed himself from finance committee. That's just my opinion.
Cochran says as far as Henry's conviction of failing to timely file income tax returns,
that's between him and the government, pretty much. But when it comes to being an elected official, you know, you're held at a higher regard by the public, especially if you're in charge of public funds.
Cochran is also on the Finance Committee, along with Steve Burnham Jr. The committee reviews finance-related proposals such as bids for major projects and makes recommendations to the Assembly. The finance chair has the power to authorize municipality purchases between $5,000 and $25,000. KHNS was not able to reach Assemblymembers Angela Greaser and Spencer Morgan by deadline Friday. Assemblymember Steve Burnham Jr. said in an email that, quote, considering the borough attorney's opinion, it is prudent to wait and see what the judge's determination is, end quote. Sentencing for Henry is planned for this spring. A judge will decide whether to sentence him to time in prison or impose probation. Henry's plea agreement includes a recommended prison sentence between 8 and 24 months. He will also be ordered to pay more than $600,000 in restitution to the IRS for unpaid taxes between 2004 and 2012. Negotiations over Henry's plea agreement lasted nearly 2 years. During that time, he was reelected and served as negotiator for the borough in talks with White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad on a Tidelands lease extension. That lease was ultimately rejected in a public vote last fall. Henry was first elected to the Assembly in 1998. His current term expires in 2017. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.